This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, let's begin with the fact that this summit meeting is a tremendous gift to Vladimir Putin. He's meeting one-on-one with the President of the United States. He has been charged with war crimes by an international body, and he's lucky not to be arrested. But what I hope is that Donald Trump will stand strong with him.
All right, we've got Jim Talent on the line with us this morning, former Missouri senator. And Jim, that was Richard Blumenthal, if you didn't recognize the very identifiable voice there, and claiming that Donald Trump is giving Vladimir Putin a gift. What's your take on it?
Well, the only reason Putin is meeting at all is because he knew Trump was going to impose sanctions. So right there, it's a point gained for the president. He knows. He's now found out how bad Putin doesn't want him to impose the sanctions.
Yes.
Now, what Putin's going to try to do is he's going to try and get before negotiations what he can't get at negotiations. And it's one of two categories of things, or both of them. A limitation on Ukrainian sovereignty going forward, and in particular, their ability to rearm, you know, have relationships with the West. And the other is just big swaths of territory in Donetsk province that Putin wants, because Ukraine has prepared a defense in depth there. In other words, it's and he can't take it himself. I mean, it's impossible for him to do that. So what's most likely, I think, is that nothing is going to come out of this substantively, and then we're going to be back. The president will have a decision about imposing sanctions, and my guess is he will. And by the way, I mean, Trump has forgotten more about negotiations than Senator Blumenthal knows. So,
thank you.
So, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, this is a meeting. And we've talked before about this, Mark, about how the war to this point has been an enormous strategic loss for Russia, and that isn't changing. And I think Putin has dug himself into a very big hole. We don't want it to continue because it's not in our interest to continue. It's really not in anybody's interest for it to continue. But I think Putin is afraid if the war ends, he's going to have to give an accounting to the Russian people about how much it cost and how little they gained, and he doesn't want to do that.
I agree with you completely.
I know Trump had that conversation with Zelensky yesterday, and he gave it a 10, I guess a 10 out of 10, mm-hmm. for how productive it was. I'm so curious what that would look like, because he, you know, Trump had some strong words for Putin ahead of this meeting in Alaska, saying, you know, he better be willing to actually have it be fruitful. Otherwise, this is a waste of our time.
And he said, I'm going to know within 2 minutes, and he will. Yeah. I mean, the president, and I'm a very strong supporter of the president, as you guys know. I think he's doing a great job. Whatever you think of him, he knows how to negotiate. I mean, he knew what Putin was going to try and do. This is an attempt by Putin to get Trump not to impose the sanctions, or at least to delay it without having to get to the table. Because if Putin agrees to a ceasefire and goes to the table, which is what Trump wants, it's going to be very difficult for him to restart the war. Trump understands that. Putin understands that. That's the logic of negotiations. So Putin is going to try and avoid that and get what he wants from the American president without having to sit across the table from Zelensky. And I don't think Trump is going to give it to him. Now, we'll see. And if he, you know, if I think the president's made a mistake, I'll say so. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. I'm looking forward to what comes out of there tomorrow for sure. Jim, let me switch gears to I called it earlier 3D dimensional chess that Donald Trump seems to have been playing with these with the Democrats in Washington, D.C. You served there in the House and the Senate, and I'm sure things are much different today than they were when you were there. But the crime problem, you can't deny that it's bad. Even the reporters who live and cover this on the Hill admit they've seen carjacking. Some of them have been carjacked or robbed themselves. But now you've put Democrats in a position of seeming to support ongoing criminal activity as opposed to cracking down on it.
Yeah, you notice the mayor, who is seems to be pretty responsible, won't go into the history of that. She met with Bondi and some other Justice Department officials because she says, well, you know, maybe we could use the help. I mean, that's not a direct quote, but that's what she was doing there. The city is not safe. I don't go there as often as I used to. When I do, I stay downtown, and I about five blocks away from the Reagan Institute, which is usually why I'm there.
Right.
And I walk over there during the day. But if it's an evening event and, you know, I get out at 9 or 9:30, I'll take a cab or an Uber back. I'm a man. I'm less vulnerable than obviously a woman, even though but I'm not as young as I used to be either. And so, you know, I'm not going to take the risk. No, it's a dangerous city. Mark, we took it over in the mid-90s when the Republicans controlled the Congress. We installed a financial control board and gave it control over the city, turned it around by the early 2000s, and it slipped back again, and particularly in the area of crime. And they can't cover this up. I mean, they twist the statistics and try and pretend it's safe. It's not. And it's a federal enclave. It is a unique situation. It has home rule because Congress gave it home rule about 50 years ago, and Congress has reserved the right and does periodically overrule what the district does. So I think this is the right action. It's highlighted the problem.
Yep.
And it's offered some help, at least in the short term.
Jim, I just want to point this out to you. I went to the kickoff for Dennis Hancock the other night when he announced for county executive. And a couple came up to me, and they listened to the show all the time, and they said, Jim Talent is our favorite segment on your show. We listen religiously every Thursday to that, and I just wanted to pass that along to you. So thank you.
Well, Mark, you're very encouraging. You have the gift of encouragement. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That. It was a great kickoff from what I understand.
Too. We'll talk again next week, Jim. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. I appreciate that. It's very nice of them, but they want us to move him to a longer segment. They think that 22 segment is too short, Kim.
I bet other people would like that, too.
I know. We may have to look into that, so give them a little more time there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.